Investigators haven't pointed to a cause for the August 2021 crash yet, says National Transportation Safety Board Alaska Region Chief Clint Johnson.
This is not the final report by any stretch of the imagination. You have to keep in mind that this is a major investigation, so there's a number of disciplines involved. Typically, for a major investigation, our policy is to open that public docket before the final report comes out.
Among the hundreds of pages of reports, photos, interviews, and data are observations about the weather. Pilots who flew through the area shortly before and after told investigators that clouds were as low as 600 to 800 feet above the ground in some valleys. That includes where the De Havilland Beaver crashed southwest of Mirror Lake. In interviews with investigators, peers and superiors described the 64-year-old pilot Rolf Landsendorfer as a careful, safety-conscious airman who was not afraid to call off a flight for bad weather. He was an experienced pilot with roughly 8,000 hours flying similar aircraft. He had flown seasonally for Southeast Aviation since 2015. Federal investigators note that Landsendorfer was involved in another floatplane accident just under a month before the fatal Misty Fjords crash. In July 2021, the pilot struck a more than 6-foot-tall buoy while departing from Kaufman Cove on Prince of Wales Island. A Federal Aviation Administration investigation found that Landsendorfer acted carelessly and skipped pre-flight checks for obstacles in a rush to return to Ketchikan for another flight. Landsendorfer was the only occupant at the time and was uninjured in the accident. He returned to work about a week before his final flight. Investigators found no record of additional training before he resumed flying. A report included in the document dump says the plane didn't seem to have any mechanical trouble before the Misty Fjords crash. The NTSB's Johnson says federal crash investigators are still working on determining the cause and issuing safety recommendations.
We are anticipating, hopefully, that this accident investigation will be done and published, hopefully, by early summer of this year.
Southeast Aviation is a small, family-run carrier in Ketchikan that until last year operated sightseeing and charter flights. It suspended operations shortly after the crash and has yet to reopen. In a statement, Southeast Aviation says it continues to grieve with the families of those lost in the crash last year and says the company will continue to cooperate with investigators. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.